Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the History Lesson Podcast with your host, Ringside Robert.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ringside, the History Lesson Podcast with your host, Ringside Robert. Today, we're going to talk about Mickey Ward, Arturo Gatti, number 3. And let me start off by saying the contact information I was given for Mickey isn't valid, so I don't think I'm going to be having Mickey Ward on the History Lesson Podcast. Now, if somebody out there has legitimate contact info, please leave it in my Ringside Robbie's boxing corner at 773-572-7781. I don't think you can privately leave a number on Twitter. I don't know enough about that. So if you have a legitimate phone number, leave it in my boxing corner, because trust me, everything that you guys leave in there, and if you leave me messages, they are private, so nobody else hears them. So I don't think the Mickey Ward interview will take place unless I'm given reliable contact information to locate him. And as I said, today we're going to talk about Mickey Ward, Arturo Gatti, number 3. The third fight, it was a little more competitive than the second fight was. Gatti, won the fight pretty convincingly. The scores were 96-93 on two cards and 97-92 on the third one. The only rounds that you could legitimately give Mickey Ward were number 4 and number 6. Number 4 was when Arturo Gatti broke his right hand, and number 6 was when Ward knocked him down towards the end of the round. But otherwise, it was a pretty dominating performance by Arturo Thunder Gatti. In the first three rounds, he came out and boxed and did Buddy McGirt's strategy thoroughly. In round 4, Gatti broke his hand when he punched Mickey Ward on the hip. And, you know, it was amazing that he fought the last 6 rounds of that fight with a broken hand, but he did it beautifully. And I was really surprised that Mickey did not take full advantage of that. Well, I think he tried, but at that time he was 38 years old, and he knew what he was doing, because he told everybody before the fight that this would be his last fight, and it was. Mickey ended his career with a record of 38-13 with 27 knockouts, and he's got nothing to be ashamed of. He was a true blood and guts warrior. Gatti went to 35-6 at that time. And, you know, he went on and fought a few more times and, you know, ended his career, I think, 3 or 4 years later. The third fight took place in 2003. And I think Gatti fought until 2007, if I'm not mistaken. It was a clear 8-2 kind of victory for Gatti. And now that I went back and reheard all these, it was clear that fights 2 and 3 were thoroughly dominated by Gatti. Ward had his moments in both of those fights. The one that made it a trilogy worth talking about was the first fight, you know, That was the closest of the three, and heck of a trilogy. I want to continue doing fights like this, but I had a conversation with the leader of Ringside Reporter, Eric, and he said, well, what do you want to do for next week? And he gave me some good options, but I want to make this interactive. So I want people to contact me on Twitter at Ringside Robert or call 773-572-7781, and you let me know what fights you want me to do. I want this to be the people's choice. So please concentrate on the month of June, and let me know what fights in the month of June you want me to do, and make sure that these are available on the internet so I get a chance to listen to them, because what I'll do is I'll put the fights on the Boxing Tree so I can listen to them, and that way I can go over them, since I don't have a computer that I have access to and that my eyesight would allow me to use. So let me know what fights you want me to do, and we'll try and do that. And for the Boxing Corner, you can leave as many messages as you want. I pretty much have an unlimited message capacity for that. And the same goes for Twitter. So you guys let me know what kind of fights you want me to do, and make sure that they're available on the internet, and make sure that they're fights that everybody would be interested in. And we'll... this is your podcast, so you tell me what you want me to do. I would like to continue doing series. That was my idea of doing this, but you know, I want to make the listeners happy. This is your podcast; it's not mine. I'm just hosting this and giving my opinions. So you tell me what you want to. What you want me to do, and we'll try and make that happen. So the sooner you get your votes in, the better. So at Ringside Robert on Twitter, and at 773-572-7781. Of course, Mickey Ward went on to train fighters in the Boston area. I don't know if he's still doing that. But, of course, you know, he wound up training Arturo Gatti in his last fight. And I, in 2016, I don't know if Mickey is still doing that or not. So, but the story between these two is fantastic. I highly recommend the documentary, Legendary Nights. And, of course, I still recommend watching these fights. For those that want to download them. So check that out. And again, let me know what kind of fights you want me to do for the month of June. And because apparently there's a whole lot of them that took place in this month. And now that it's heated up, especially in my area, we're in triple digits today as I record this. And it will be from now until probably late September, early October, so I'll have plenty of time to review fights and do things like that. I want your voices and your opinions to be heard. And speaking of that, I got a lot of opinions for my take on the Golden Boy Canelo situation. And I have decided on reflection that I will also participate in any boycott that I recommend. So if I feel that Canelo needs to be boycotted, I will do the same thing, just so you guys know. The only piece of news I can give you as far as boxing news, because this was a holiday weekend, Alexander Povetkin's promoter put out an article through the Associated Press this morning saying, as I'm recording this, he put it out this morning. I'm recording this evening on the East Coast and afternoon on the West Coast. But he's demented. He thinks the fight with Wilder will happen by the end of the year. He failed multiple tests. And if the WBC is any kind of organization at all, they should suspend him and make it a long suspension. And Wilder's been given permission to give a voluntary defense. And one of the leading candidates, of course, is Chris Areola. And just because I'm a blood goods kind of guy, I would love to see Wilder put Areola out of his misery and make him leave the boxing scene permanently. And I would love it to happen in Alabama so he can be put on the Alabama barbecue style. And I also want to support Deontay Wilder in collecting his $4.6 million purse that he was supposed to make. Deontay Wilder didn't cheat. Alexander Povetkin did. Go, champ. Go. Collect your money and do not pass go. Do whatever you legally have to do to make that happen. And speaking of cheaters, we have the fight this weekend with Francisco Vargas and Orlando Salido. And this is another WBC-sanctioned thing. And they're allowing this to continue. It's going to be at the StubHub Center on HBO Saturday night. I was excited about this, but now he failed his test. I'm not excited about it. I think he'll win, but I don't think the fight should be happening. I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about it at all. I mean, you fail a test, and you shouldn't be allowed to fight. If Alexander Povetkin is not allowed to fight Deontay Wilder, Francisco Vargas should not be allowed to fight Orlando Salido. And in my opinion, his title should be vacated. If you're a champion and you fail a drug test or you fail a steroids test, your belt should be stripped and your title should be vacant. And the number one and number two contenders should be fighting for your vacant title. But for whatever reason, the WBC is giving him an exception, and I respect people's opinions who say it should be allowed to go on. And look, we're going to get a good fight this weekend. I understand that, but it should not be allowed to happen. I'm not happy about it at all, but I know we're going to be talking about it on Sunday's Ringside Reporter podcast, which occurs every Sunday between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern, and you can call 323-870-3857. And if you have trouble remembering that, just think of the 38 special and the 357. We're loaded for bear, and we believe in weapons around here, as long as you have a license to do that. That's why we support the military and the police officers and FBI agents and those that are allowed to carry legal firearms. So if you have trouble remembering the phone number, just think of the 38 special and the 357, and you can dial in and talk to us every Sunday night. And and we support the Second Amendment here at Ringside Reporter, you know. And as long as you have a clean record, and you can pass all the background checks, that's cool with me, you know? So that's an easy way to remember the phone number, 323-870, the 38 Special, and the 357 Magnum. Of course, Dirty Harry, you know, he carried the 44. That wasn't too bad either, but, you know, our phone number has 38 and 57, so those are two very good ways to remember that. So there you go. And we definitely want to see our phone lines filled, and you can call and express your boxing opinions. That's what we do here at Ringside Reporter and the Ringside Reporter Radio Network. The Vargas and Salido fight, it'll be a good one. And don't forget, we got fights on Spike Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And really, there's not much going on in this week of boxing. So unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot to talk about. But I am going to back any boycott that I recommend. So if Canelo does not fight somebody that I don't approve of, and I tell everybody not to buy the pay-per-view, that's also going to include me. As it was brought out on Sunday's show, that, hey, you can't recommend a boycott if you're not going to support it. So I will be supporting it if Canelo fights somebody that I don't approve of. If I recommend that Oscar De La Hoya should be punished financially by people not buying tickets or not purchasing the pay-per-view, that's going to include me as well. Anyway, people, there's not much else to say this week. It's pretty slow. It's pretty boring as far as boxing news is concerned. The Gotti Ward fight was pretty much dominated by Gotti. You know, 8-2 is the way I saw it. Looking at the trilogy 3 years, several years later, you know, 12 or 13 years later, because the first one took place in May of 2002, the second one took place in November 2002, and I think the third one took place in late spring, early summer of 2003. I think the right person won the majority of the fights, and I'm glad I redid this series. And again, I want people's opinion on what they want me to do next, because, you know, I want to make it as entertaining for people as possible. But I love the old boxing series. So for those of you that support those, the next one I want to do is Rafael Marquez and Israel Vasquez. And I know the fourth fight in particular, wouldn't be worth talking about, but my philosophy is when you do trilogies or a series of fights like this, you have to cover all the fights, because you're not doing the series justice if you don't do them all. So, but you let me know what you think, and we'll do whatever you suggest next week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, everybody.